It's Volunteer Appreciation Day. The MyFM Newsroom is featuring Bruce Rozicki, a long-standing volunteer with Renfrew Rotary.
I don't know how you want to start.
You said you kind of volunteered for a long time, and it sounds like not just with the Rotary Club. So how did you get started in volunteering in general?
Probably my first experiences in significant volunteering was when I had a young family, and my kids were in Boy Scouts and Girl Guides and hockey and figure skating, things like that. So I was a minor hockey coach for a number of years, and I was a Beaver and Cub Scout leader for a number of years. Played hockey with the Renfrew Millionaires Old Timers Club, and we used to do a lot of fundraising, and I'm retired from that now. My hockey playing days are behind me. But what I found is when I retired about 10 years ago, and I was looking for additional things to do. You know, the kids are growing up, and we've got 9 grandchildren now, but looking for more to give back to the community. And I think that's an important thing for people to realize. Like, when I was a kid, a volunteer coached my hockey team, coached my baseball team, my football team. Volunteers were the Cub and Scout leaders. Volunteers were the people that built the outdoor rink and kept it flooded and kept it shoveled. And volunteers, when I was a kid, built cross-country bike tracks and things that I use. And as you get older, you realize that you need to give back to the community or those things will fall away. And what I found, especially in Renfrew is an incredibly generous place. Fantastic people in this town are very generous. They're careful. People are careful of where they donate their money. And that's one of the things that, you know, pretty biased being a Rotary member, but when people donate money to the Renfrew Rotary or buy a bacon on a bun from Rotary at the fair, they know that their money is going to the right causes. And we're, as a club, we're very conscious of ensuring that where we spend our money, where we donate our money, is to causes that we champion. We've been very focused the past number of years on child poverty and the wellness of seniors. We put a lot of effort into that. As a matter of fact, one of our bigger projects right now, we just recently committed in partnership with the town to redevelop the Knights of Columbus Park on 6th Avenue. And we've committed $150,000 over 3 years. That's selling a lot of bacon on a bun to come up with $150,000. Volunteering for myself, and I've done a number of things. I do a turn in with Meals on Wheels, where we deliver hot meals to mostly seniors and people that have difficulty out. When you volunteer with Meals on Wheels, you use your own vehicle, and it takes a couple hours, like I said, once every couple of months. You walk up to a house and knock on the door, and the people come to the door, and they're so happy to see someone. They're very thankful. And it just gives your heart a really good warm feeling that you're connecting with people that have a need or just want to be able to look somebody in the face and say thank you. Meals on Wheels is a tremendous program, which actually Rotary manages. And we, through a variety of other groups, we deliver lunches to people 365 days a year. I think it's somewhere around 6,000 meals a year.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, the big numbers, yeah.
When you're bringing meals to people that, you know, have more difficulty getting around and the elderly people and stuff, it's neat because you're meeting people that you may have otherwise never met because they don't get out as much.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a part of the community that you're kind of discovering in that way through Meals on Wheels.
I think by volunteering, it allows you to connect with people and you get a personal sense of fulfillment that you're actually able to help another person or a group of people and make a difference in their life just by providing your time or your effort or your background. I found that for myself. You know, I was with Enbridge Gas for 37 years, and a lot of the skill sets you learn in your lifelong vocation is very transferable to working with a service club or a charity. That is something that I didn't really realize till I retired and I got more involved with a number of charities. What I found through all of the volunteering I've done is you tend to meet new people you might not have come across during your normal course of with your social group. And most of the time, it's people that are like-minded. They want to help. They want to do it with other people. They want to know that their efforts are being appreciated. They want to know they're making a difference in the community. And like I said, Renfrew is a very generous town. It's a town that's going through some tough times, like a lot of places in the country. And the need is greater and greater. And Rotary has long-term relationships with organizations like the Robbie Dean Center, the Food Bank, Hospice. One of the things I did in the past, it's a few years now ago, but I was on the building committee when we built Renfrew Hospice.
Okay.
And that was a great experience because it brought together a bunch of individuals who are either tradespeople or own companies, were with suppliers, and how a town of, at the time, probably 8,000 people built a 6-bed hospice is almost unbelievable. It was a great experience. It was highly successful, and the whole area benefits from that hospice. And that was done with a huge amount of volunteer help, just a tremendous effort. Another thing about volunteering is that there's lots of different organizations you can get involved with.
Yeah, there's lots of, like I mentioned earlier about people kind of choosing what they want to do, but that's, mm-hmm. like, it's, people get kind of maybe stuck in, oh, I don't know what to do because there's so many options. That's also the great thing because there's almost something for everyone out there.
Yeah, you can get involved in something that you care deeply about. Like I said, there's many different groups to volunteer with, and most of them, there's lots of information online. I know the Rotary Club has, we're very active on Facebook. We've got a webpage. We meet twice a month at the Wing in town on Lochiel, second Tuesday for lunch, and the fourth Thursday at 6:30. And people are welcome to come out and share a meal with us, and we're always looking for new members. We just signed up a couple of new members the other day. The reason people join Rotary, I believe, is they know we do good work. One of the things that I, and this just happened by a little bit by happenstance, but I organized a group called the Golf Busters. And it's a group of intellectually disabled adults and their families and friends. And I made arrangements with the Dragonfly Golf Links, and they provide their facilities to us every Thursday morning. And we've got about 12 or maybe even 14 golfers will show up, use the driving range, use the putting green, and the Dragonfly at the end of the season gives us the afternoon, gives us the course for the afternoon. We have a tournament, and there's absolutely no cost to any of the golfers. The Rotary Club sponsors it by providing really nice golf shirts for all the members. People can come whenever they want or not come. They can bring friends, and the fun that we have banging that ball out in the driving range and learning how to golf is absolutely spectacular. And that's one of the things I'm most proud of, is providing an activity for an absolutely wonderful group of people. We have an absolutely spectacular time.
Yeah, and that's all possible again because of the efforts of fundraising, volunteering, just putting all this effort, putting something back into the community. And that's what's so incredible about volunteering, is it's not business oriented. It's very compassionate thinking. Mm-hmm. It's volunteer. I'm talking about, they see a problem, they say, okay, what can I do to fix this and help with this, rather than, you know, like, no one's trying to make a quick buck or anything off this, right?
Yeah. One of the great things about Renfrew too is that there's, for most of the organizations, or I should say all of them, Rotary for sure, is that there's no social structure to it. You know, we have people from all walks of life. The common goal is to help people in need and have fun doing it. And that's one of the big things, that it's fun to do.
It is fun to do?
Oh, yeah, it is. The sense of fulfillment and the joy. Back a few years ago, the Central Public School had their playground was condemned, and the board tore it down. You know, it was unsafe.
Yeah, I remember the construction there. Yeah,
yeah, and it got a lot of press, and very negative press to the school board. And the Rotary Club started to look into it, and we very quickly discovered that playgrounds have to be funded by each school. The schools are expected to raise money. At the time, Central had a lot of economically challenged families and was struggling to raise money. You know, a playground, they started at about $100,000. Principal was responsible for organizing fundraising, and they were struggling. So we approached the principal, lovely lady, Gail Corbin, at the time was the principal, and she'd been working very hard. She had all the plans and everything. She just needed someone to help with the fundraising. Rotary got involved and started raising money. And at the end of the day, between Rotary and the fundraising of the school, we were able to build about a $120,000 playground. And Rotary members actually built a lot of the components. I live nearby, I drive by there every day, and when I see the kids out there playing that playground, it makes my day every day. That sense of the success of and the ability to raise the money and put it in a great place for kids, that playgrounds are spectacular. Kids need playgrounds, and the Rotary Club is so proud of doing that.
Thank you for listening to 96.1 MyFM. I'm Mick Horvath.